Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to, we're here already, Los Angeles, California. We're going to speak with a writer, producer, director from India, and his name is...
Mukesh Modi.
But before we get to that, TeamRiley.com for all your real estate needs. Oh, really? No, Riley. All right, and now let's get back to Mr. Modi.
He has a film out called The Elevator, starring Eric Roberts and Russian supermodel, the beautiful, the talented, the stand-up comic, Eugenia Kuzmina. I actually interviewed her for my podcast. I interviewed Eric Roberts, and now we're interviewing the producer, director of The Elevator. He wears the most nicest clothes I've ever seen. He has his own personal style. Reminds me of Elton John a little bit. Well, why don't we just get him on the phone and let's see what Mr. Modi has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. It's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
First off, happy birthday. Today's your birthday, right?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
What else are you going to do besides this podcast today? What do you have on your agenda?
My agenda today is honestly one of my friend, but is older though, 70 plus age, like maybe 75. Three days back, he passed away.
Oh, sorry.
I have to go to his funeral today.
On your birthday.
It's okay. And I had a lot of respect for that person, a lot of love. So no matter what, I have to go. And then I'll go out with my family for dinner. That's the plan.
That's awesome. You did a movie called The Elevator with Eric Roberts and Eugenia Kuzmina. I actually covered the red carpet event, and it was in Hollywood. And today, I did a short film about a year ago, and today, it's at a film festival at the Manch Chinese Theater, and that's where I'm going today.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. It's going to bring your memory back.
Kind of fun.
Right.
So you were born in India, right?
Yes, I was born and raised in India.
Right. Entertainment business. How young were you when you thought, I want to be in the entertainment business? How old were you then?
Okay. When I was in, like, from the school life and from the college life, like, I used to participate in entertainment business. Like, I used to be like a stand-up comedian. And then that was in college. Like, I used to participate in a dance competition. So, like, I was a dancer, like college competition dance and all that. So I was like, used to like this life. But then, then I moved to US for better career. And then after it was stopped for anything of my activities, which comes to entertainment. Always a concentration on the business because no time. But there was always back in my mind, I wanted to do something. And then I was in Los Angeles. I lived in Los Angeles in 2002 and 2003. I was in LA for 2 years. On that time, I went to Hollywood, how to make movie to learn. There was a crash course for a week. So I went there to study and, to learn, how to make movie. And then in 2015, I started writing this story. I hired the script writer. I wrote the script. Meantime, I was saving the money, to make the movie. And, making the film is not easy at all. You need a good connection. You need a good money. And I had nothing, I had no money. I had no connection, but I did not give up. It was always there. And bottom line is I finished it. I completed it. And now it's releasing on November 18 on Amazon.
So, I want to talk about your film, but I want to talk about some other things. When you were younger, you were president of Rotary Club, where you helped, worked with charities.
I'm sure everybody loves to give. And when you see something, you like to do something. And I was a Rotary Club president, I think 4 years back or something, 3 years, 1 to 3 years, 3 or 4 years back. Yeah. When I was in India, how is the Lions Club? There is also called Leo Club, which is part of a Lions Club. So I was also a member there. And, where I grew up in Mumbai, which is Bollywood kind of thing. I used to live in a big society, there's 8 buildings, maybe a couple of thousand apartments there, I believe. And, we used to big group and we always try to help and, do the community work. So it's always there. It was, my father was the president of the Lions Club. He was the district president.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How did you pick glaucoma, given the gift of sight? Because a lot of people focus on different things. How did you focus on that one particular thing? The glaucoma operations that you help pay for?
See, what happens is normally, when the people get older, they can't see it, you get the, cataract, you get all that. And the people, the needy people, they don't have money. They don't have that. And, that's easy process in India. It takes 1 day only. You stay there 2 days there in the hospital. That's about it. it's now more faster now. It's laser now. The India is also like very, you know, has a lot of technology in India also. So we provide that, you know, that, you know, the people can see that. And so at least if something is really like one of, I think I see eye, and eye is an important part of your body. You know, you can't see, you can't function. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's very important because I wear glasses. So I know that if I take my glasses out, I can't, for me, everything is blurry. You know how important in eyes. That's how, and we're doing that, we're doing for many years.
Right. So you do that for many years. And then so your first film is actually a documentary, 10 minutes. It's called Vision, and it has everything to do with what we're talking about right now, correct?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Wow. So does somebody approach you for that, or do you just say, hey, I want to make a documentary?
No, actually, what happened, I tell you one thing. As I told you, in 2015, I wrote the story and wrote the script and wanted to make a movie. And, you know, I found somebody, I think, through the web, and then I called the guy, and he said, you know, I want to talk to you about making a movie. And he said, okay, let's meet up. And I said, you know what, I can't meet you this week. You know, I'm flying next week to, you know, to India, so I can't meet you. So he said, oh, you're going to India? I said, yeah. I said, why are you going? I said, I'm organizing this camp, you know, what we do. And he was very impressed. He said, you know what, you should make a movie on the document. Go ahead, do that. Go there, hire some cameraman, and, you know, get the footage, and then we'll make a nice documentary movie. I said, wow, that's a great idea.
Right. And then they receive help, and then they pay it forward, and they go help someone else.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. So that's 2015. So 4 short years later, you came up with this concept called The Elevator. How do you go from making a documentary to 4 years later, you're doing The Elevator and you get a major Hollywood actor to do it? How does that happen?
So as I mentioned before that, you know, I didn't have no connection. And, you know, we found a team. Then one of the guys, he's my DOP. He had a connection with my co-director, Jack Cook. And
right.
And we approached Jack Cook, and he knew that he had a connection with Eric Roberts. So we spoke with Jack. Jack was excited. He said, send me the script. He saw the script. And then he sent the script to Eric Roberts. When Eric read the script, he said, I want to do this movie. It doesn't matter at any price. So he loved the script. And because of my DOP, we got connection with my co-director, Jack Cook. And Jack Cook got Eric Roberts for a movie. That's what happened.
How does the rest of the casting go? How do you get Eugenia, the Russian supermodel? How do you get her to be an actress in your film?
Again, to Jack, there was a connection of one of the person with him. And he approached to Eugenia. And Eugenia read the script. For Eugenia was also... So she was happy because, you know, she never did a mom acting before. Like, of course, she was in a bad mom's though. But
right.
Like, to do the real mom with the kids and all that, she also mother of, so she understood the script. And she said, yes, I want to do it. Because, you know, for Eric and for Eugenia both, they are both in a lead actor and a lead actress.
Yes.
So it's definitely good for them, because especially for Eugenia, because I don't think she's ever been the lead actress anywhere. That's a good opportunity for her as well.
Right. It's called The Elevator because you said it's based on a true event. Is the true event, is that just mean someone that got stuck in an elevator, or are you referring to something else when you say true event?
Yeah, somebody got stuck in the elevator, yes.
And also Eric and Jack Cook got stuck in an elevator on the set, right?
At the same time, while we were shooting, you know, we had, oh my God, forget about it. So I had a co-director, I'm an executive director. And there was, I think, one of Eric Roberts' manager. He was also there. So I think 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 people, they got. So we are using one elevator to shoot, one elevator to going back and forth in the office, which was on the 4th floor. We were shooting in the office as well. So they're going back and forth because, you know, everything is there in the office. And while they were going, they got stuck. I got a call from my executive director. He said, we got stuck. I said, he's kidding. You know, I didn't pay attention.
Like a joke.
Okay. He called me again. He said, we are stuck. I said, really? And then I knew that where the main board is there, the switchboard, the main board, the electric board.
Right.
Knew where it was because when I was talking to them in the office, case something happens, I was pretty much, everything was there. If something happens, I had a connection with the fire department. Something happens, I was all prepared. I went to the switchboard and shut it off everything, put it back on everything, and the elevator started working.
So you were the hero, huh?
Yeah, kind of on that day.
So you make this film in 2019, but then it doesn't get released a little while later because the COVID, that shut everything down.
So
as far as post-production?
Post-production got more time. My editor took much more time than he could have. But after that also, like, I wasn't happy with the music, like the scoring. I was not happy at all. To redo the entire music of the film, I had to give reference to the, you know, the person, and then I had to change the entire music. And then we changed the entire music. That took extra 3 months. Then I was not happy with the VFX work. So I had to hire another VFX person to make sure. That took another 3 months. So, like, I lost 6 months for the VFX, and I lost 3 months for the VFX and 3 months for the music, because I wanted to make sure that, you know, I don't want to just put a music. It doesn't make any sense or something. I want to put a music where the people can attach to the movie.
Because it's very important. The music has to go with the scene. So you shot this in New York, New York City?
In New York City and also Long Island.
Oh, okay. All right, so you go through all this trouble, everything we've talked about, you finally get the movie, now you gotta sell it. You thinking, well, do I go to Disney, because it's a PG film, Hallmark, Hulu, Netflix. How do you end up on Amazon? Was there a bidding war, or did they offer the most money, or how do you get that distribution?
Okay, so of course I did go to, my movie went to Panorama, my movie went to Warner Brothers, my movie went to Universal, my movie went to Netflix, every places, my movie went to even Sony also. So my movie went to every places, but like normally you know that, you know, sometimes you don't sell the story, sometimes they need cast. It's a big cast, you don't need to worry about it. And then it's a family drama, PG movie, which is normally people are not interested because they like action. They like something, comedy, like that kind of movie they like. They are not interested. You know, maybe it's not good for them because they have to make money out of it. They have to make sure, you know, what kind of movie they need to take it. And I got offer, and then I wasn't happy with the offer because I spend money and I know this movie is good. I would rather release it myself. That's how we end up doing an Amazon, because Amazon is a platform where you can release it yourself. You can make all the money you want. I'm not giving any rights to anybody, and it's not Amazon. I can release anywhere I want.
That's true. I had a couple of old movies too from back in the day, and it was hard getting distribution. I did the same thing when Amazon came out. I put both of them on Amazon, and in the beginning they paid pretty well. You know, after a while the money starts getting a little less and less, and it's not exclusive. You can put them elsewhere. So yeah, that's great. So there's a film festival coming up. Is it called the Angelica Film Festival on November 17th, where you're screening The Elevator, and then the very next day it gets released on the 18th on Amazon, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wow. It's all coming to an end. You said a while ago about, well, people like action and they like comedy. Isn't your next project, isn't it going to be an adult comedy,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So how do you go from being a dramatic director to a comedic director? I mean, do you have the story, the script, the name
already
of it yet?
I wrote the script. For this movie, I didn't write the script. For my next movie, I wrote the script myself and is ready to go. I need to make a few changes, though. I plan to shoot somewhere in end of next year. That's the plan I have. It's amazing movie is going to come out. It'll be comedy. People are going to love it.
Right.
It's light, you know.
Where do you plan on filming this one at?
Oh, I'm going to do the same thing because I think this is amazing. Amazon or because you know what? You can do anything you want. And I'm going to make more money. Definitely, I'm going to make more money. There's so many platforms now. You have Amazon, you have AVOD, you have a TV, like so many, and you can do worldwide, anywhere you want. Once you give your right, you cut your hand, thus you're done. Even for 3 years, for 5 years, you're done. At least you know where to stand.
I mean, That's true.
Unless until you have a big cast and you're making good money, it's okay, it's fine. But now, then I would rather release it myself. If you do a couple of movies, you know, and the main thing is the marketing. If you do good marketing, you can sell anything you want.
Okay, movie career aside, all that stuff. Now, let's go to your big dream, because you like to give back. I heard that you want to open up a school in India for the kids so they have free school and free education. Is that your big dream?
That's my biggest dream. There's a many organization there in India who runs the free schools for the needy kids. One is called Ekal Vidyalaya, and another is called Vishwabharati, which is like Indian name though. Ekal Vidyalaya means like one school. You know, that's what it means. Like one school for everyone. You know, like that. They have, I think, more than 100,000 schools in India.
Wow.
Okay, it's a free education, which is the rural place where the car even can't go. They have opened up a school there. Their system is amazing. They pick up, let's say, any person from the countryside, the like very, as I mentioned, the car even can't go. There's not hardly any, you know, like big roads and all. They teach the person or from the countryside, any person, what to educate and all that. And then that person runs the school. Of course, the fund is provided by this organization. So, but once that person who's already learned, that person become a teacher there. And then they start learning and then they teach to all the kids. So they don't need to worry about sending the teacher from different places. First, they teach the teacher and then the teacher teaches to the student.
Oh, so the student becomes the teacher.
Then after later on, yes, if they want to become. We teach to the elder one. We find or if somebody has elder one interested to teach to the young kids, that's what we do.
Awesome. That's pretty good. That's another way of just paying it forward. You just keep paying it forward, right?
Yes, that's it just keeps going like a momentum. Education is the only thing. Education can destroy all the crimes, all the terrorism, anything bad thing can be gone with the education. Because once you are educated, then you know that what you need in your life and, you know, what is right and what is wrong, your brain work. And, you know, I mean, that's what it is. Because if I'm going to teach you from the day one, B for apple and A for ball, that's what you're going to learn. Because that's what you have learned and that's what you're going to say. Because that's what you learned from the beginning, from the childhood. Why all these terrorists, why do they do all these terrorists, they do the bad thing? Because that's what they learn. For them, it's a good thing because they think they're going to go to heaven and they're going to get 72 virgins. So that's what they have learned. For them, oh, it's good. It's a God message. God wants me to kill people. That's what they learned from the childhood.
Yeah.
Do I blame them? Honestly, I don't blame them. I blame the association. I blame that schools, that place where they are being taught all this nonsense and the bad things.
Right.
Of course, you have to kill the terrorists, but kill the place. But they don't.
Right.
Because a lot of politicians, they get funded from that organization too.
That's true. That's true. Wow. Yeah, that's right. It's all about education. So, hey, wrapping up here. Is there anything else you'd like to say that we didn't cover?
Only one thing, guys. First of all, thank you to you. Thank you to your station. And thank you to your audience who's listening or who's going to listen later on. And I want to tell a message. Please go and watch the movie on Amazon, The Elevator, Oscar nominee, Eric Roberts, Eugenia Kuzmina, Matt Rife, Avery Morris, Avery Eladi. Those are my family in the movie. It's an amazing movie. Please go watch on Amazon November 18. Please give me good reviews and the top stars.
It was awesome to interview the actor, the actress, and now the director. Now it's complete. Thanks you so much for doing my show, for taking time out of your day. I know it's early here in Los Angeles, 6 o'clock in the morning here.
Wow, and you're up already, huh?
Yeah, because I near a busy street, and at about 8 o'clock, there's going to be so much traffic, and it'll get on my soundtrack, so I have to interview early where I'm. I live in Santa Monica. Everyone's up jogging here, you know, all these healthy people. I see them every day. But anyway, I really, really appreciate you doing my show, and I really appreciate you. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You have a good day, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
TeamRiley.com for all your real estate needs. Oh, really? No, Riley.
Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Hey, yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful. You're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star. But for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 9 under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm casting a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking
butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.